It's 26 minutes to 9 on Breakfast, and James Carlton joins us now with news headlines.
Yes, Fran, a two-day meeting of the European Union starting in Brussels tomorrow will look at giving the EU more power in the economic affairs of countries using the single currency. The proposals include a European Treasury with the authority to oversee national budgets and force governments to change spending plans. Media company Fairfax plans to launch a round of voluntary redundancies at its flagship newspapers in the middle of next month, while Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation has confirmed that it's considering plans to split into two companies. The Melbourne-based paper merchant Paperlinx plans to shed almost 1,000 jobs, mainly but not entirely in Europe. It's to offset financial losses. Paperlinx says the increasing use of electronic media means demand for paper is expected to decline by up to 5% a year for the foreseeable future, as well as demand for newspapers themselves. We have a young Birdsville woman. She's begun a 435-kilometre charity walk across the Simpson Desert. 25-year-old Jenna Brook planning to walk up to 9 hours every day to raise funds for the Flying Doctors. Why couldn't the press gallery do that, Fran?
I'm stuck for an answer on that. I don't think they could, is the point. Yeah. Thanks very much, James. It's 25 minutes to 9 on Breakfast.